Okay, so we're beginning the sugya on the Daf and Aleph, and we are still trying to solve this dilemma. What do you do when you have a sukkah that's above 20 amos? What other options are available for you to be makshe the sukkah? So the Gemara comes up with the following. Again, these are the halachas psukos, bibrei yeshivas or rashi. The Gemara begins, ha'isa gavay me'asim amo. First one was Tevin. Ha'isa gavay me'asim amo, it's above 20 amos. V'hutzin yardim esar chafam. And there are some branches that are hanging down. Obviously, this is not bamboo poles. This is branches hanging down into the 20 amas. And the question becomes, is there enough of the branches that are hanging into the 20 amas to declare that that itself is, in a sense, part of the schach? And now the schach is within 20 amas. Or do we say, no, a little branch, a little leaf, a little mash, a little something hanging in is not sufficient. The Gemara draws the following distinction. If the amount of branches that's hanging into the below the 20 amma point itself is tzilsam rumi chamsun, which means it basically meets the criteria of a sufficient kosher amount of schach, and kshera, then it's okay. But if the little drop that's hanging in is just a little branch, a little leaf here and there, so if it's chamsun mitzilsa, it's kamanda leisa. Back in the days, it doesn't exist, so that's not going to affect the outcome of the kashas of the slip, and therefore the slip remains with psul. So it sounds like those are two pretty straightforward halachas. It's very hard to argue with either one of those halachas. Again, just simple connecting the dots. I have to create a schach kosher within 20 amas. If it's tzilsam mechams, I've created it. If it's lacking, then I didn't create it. And then the Gemara comes, which is really the beginning of the next sugya, the parallel case. We haven't spoken about this yet, but we're talking about a sugya that's 10 tefachim tall. 10 tefachim tall is great. That's wonderful. So the way it is, it's kosher lechatchil. The problem is, v'hutzin yod l'socha yod. Some of those hutzin, some of those branches that in the last two lines of the Gemara were potentially going to save us, here they may come to hurt us. Why? Because they have a sukkah that's exactly 10 tefachim. Mamish to the millimeter. 10 tefachim. Exactly 10 tefachim mark. But the problem is that some of the schach is hanging in. Some of the branches, some of the leaves are protruding down beneath the 10 tefachim mark. The question is, now do I say, well, you no longer have 10 tefachim of airspace. You have 9.5 tefachim, and your whole sukkah is possible in a Torah. But do I say, no, let's ignore the little bit of hutzim that are falling in and just make them they don't exist, and therefore I'm still left with the 10 tefachim kosher sukkah. So what would you say the din is? So I would have said like Abaye said, Sover bei lemeim. Abaye thought to say, if the little bit of branches and leaves that are protruding under the 10 tefachim mark are a more sun than shade, so then they're basically command the leisa. The commando lace don't exist, so you have 10 tefachim sukkah and you're okay. I would have said that belishim sofek. If it's tzilsim rumi chamsa, then that significant schach that's protruding beneath the point, that would disqualify the sukkah, but the chamsa and tzilsim should be okay. Amalei Rava said, no, that's a problem. Hadira serucha vi'in adam dar b'dira serucha. So after Rava, no, no good. Hadira serucha. It's a smelly, impossible way of living. That's not a normal way a person lives. And therefore, you cannot be makshe such a sukkah. Even though in terms of the amount of schach that's coming down, is really insignificant, it's really irrelevant. But it doesn't matter. These little drops that are coming in create the status called the dira serucha. And a dira serucha is a serious problem in a sukkah. And of course, we're going to pass it like Rava gets the last word in. Obviously, against the bayah, we're going to pass it like Rava. Atkan divrei Gemara. So we have to understand what in the world this term means. What are the parameters of this? What kind of, where did this come from? Not from left field. So some of you may remember, we already saw Dira Srucha in a previous sugya, and we even made reference to the sugya, and we even said we're going to come back to the sugya. Who remembers what I'm talking about? Who remembers Dira Srucha back in one of the early sugyas? The Ran. Who remembers? Riff in the Ran about what? The magic seventh tefach. Remember, we had a machloekes b'sham b'sila where the sixth tefach was seventh tefachim, and the seventh tefach was pivotal. We weren't sure why you need it. You had new pasuk in Kishama that you need that seventh tefach, but there's machloekes the riff in the Ran why you need it. So the riff said you only need it the rabbanos zayrish amir shulchanai, but the Ran said no, you need that seventh tefach midderaisa. Why? Because if you don't have a seventh tefach midderaisa, it's what we call a Dira Srucha. It's not a normal way of living. It's very hard to fit without a table. Very, very difficult to live in such a place. And a Dira Srucha is no good min HaTorah. And the Ran, in effect, referenced this command of Dalam and Aleph. So at the time, I said that reference of the Ran is very, very controversial. It depends upon what? See, who remembers the things I said through my breath? Depends on the Rambam and the who? and the Biskarov. Okay, we have same family, two generations later. Okay? Depends on the family, famous Biskarov. So that's really going to be our sugya. What exactly Diras Rucha does mean, what Diras Rucha perhaps doesn't mean, the unique way the Rambam learned the sugya of Diras Rucha, and again, it's always going to go back and connect the dots back to the sugya we spoke about. So if you open up the Rishayim and our sugya, and you try to see just how bad is the sukkah of Diras Rucha, so if you look at the Ridvan our sugya, the answer is really bad. It's bad, bad, bad. It's apostle, min ha-Torah. You can't live there. You can't live there. So what's the tzul? What's the source of food you can't live there? It's not teshuva to do, right? It's the pasha dvar. It's not teshuva to do. That's what the Ritva seems to say. So the inability to live there in a normal fashion, you know, in theory I could be there, but most people wouldn't live in such a way where there are leaves and branches poking out their top of their heads. So that would be a violation of the sarin of teshuva gain to do it. That's called the divas. That's the pasha dvar. Ritva does make reference to another shita. He doesn't even quote it by name. But there were some Rishayim who were of the opinion that Diras Rucha is not so bad. Diras Rucha, look at the lashon that Rava said. Had Diras Rucha v'in adam dar b'Diras Rucha. What did Rava not say? What bad word did Rava not say? He didn't say possum. He didn't say, no, the Gemara knew how to say psula. The Gemara has said psula once or twice in the Masechta already. So Rava knew how to say the lingo psula, and he didn't say that. He just almost like sat back and like philosophized. How could you sit in such a sukkah? You won't be able to dar in such a sukkah. So Kuf Yesh Befarshim and Rivon say, the sukkah is not possible. What is Rava saying? Rava saying, don't build a sukkah like that. Lechatchila, don't go into such a sukkah. Because if you go into such a sukkah, you're probably going to what? You're going to probably walk right out again. So we don't want to advocate people building sukkahs in this manner, relying on Diras Rucha. But in our heart of hearts, Kuf Yesh Befarshim, the sukkah is Kshela. Rava says he can't believe it. That's not the sukkah is Psula in the Torah. But there was a lone sheet out there called the Yesh Befarshim. Whether the Ritva is referring to this Shita in Rishayim or not, I don't know. But if you open up the Rambam and you read through the Rambam, it seems very clear that the Rambam subscribed to that Shita of the Yesh Befarshim. The Rambam knew how to say Posel. When he wanted to say Posel, oh man, the Rambam knew how to say Posel. And he doesn't say Posel here. He doesn't even quote this halacha in the context of Psulei Sukkah. He quotes it in the context of very, very watered down, very, very laid back, almost chumas lechatchila, what's the best way of building a sukkah not to avoid problems down the line. The Rambam doesn't in any shape or form declare that the sukkah is psula, which leads us to the conclusion that the Rambam probably holds it's not psula. He probably is the shita, or at least one of the rishonim that the Ritva may be alluding to, that this sukkah, this chisaron of Dira Srucha is not a psul. We understand why it's not a good idea, we understand why the Rabbanan didn't want it lechatchila. You can't pasul a sukkah because of Dira Srucha. And the question is, why should that or should that not be so? What is the point of contention? What is the Nekudas and Machlokes that's going on? So comes the Aruch Haner in his Chiddush Maseches and says, I'll bring a Raya Brura for the Rambam. The Rambam has to be right. The Diras Rucha is not a real person. You know why, says the Aruch Haner? There's a sugya later on in the Gemara. We're going to skip those datum. It's a complicated sugya, but the Gemara tries to figure out, what's the source that a sugya has to be kentuk? And the Gemara has, the fact that a sugya has to be kentuk was a mishnah that days. Nobody argued that. Not even Shai, no town in the world disagreed with that. Sugya beneath kentuk and tall is psula. No Shai about it. Menonimi, how do you know that a sugya can't be kentuk? How do you know it can't be 9.5 tall? How do you know menonimi? So the Gemara concludes you have two blocks in the set of sugya with two different sources. Anyone know? So one is a very complicated drasha compared based on the dimensions of the Yarum, the Kaporis, that the Shechina never went down to 10, that the Shus Lefneatzma, a very, very complicated, convoluted kind of a drasha that teaches us a mice at the end of the day, so it has to be 10. Then the Gemara has another approach. What's the other approach? What's the halacha of Moshe Sinai? Now, whenever the Gemara, this is not the first time in Shas, the Gemara has a machlokes set Tanoim about everyone agrees to a halacha, but we're not quite sure what the source of the halacha is. Is the source of the halacha based on sukkah, based on drushas, or is it just pure tershim apeh, pure ishtapisha, tershim apeh, halacha moshe sukkah? Are there nafkaminas? There may be nafkaminas. It's possible there may be nafkaminas. You have other sugars like that in the Sechaz Nid, other places about where you have a certain given din. Everyone subscribes to the same din. We're not quite sure where the source of the din is. So this is a classic example. Everybody agrees, Mishnah Tabeis, even Rabbi Huda, no one argues with his din. But half the Tanaim thought it was based on the drushas from sukkah, a very complicated drusha. Another said just pure halacha moshe sukkah. No. What's the Aruch Haner's Raya? Makiv, Teshuva Gedidur really means you have to have a dira. Dira Sruch is not acceptable. The Gemara just said when a guy's sitting in the sukkah and there's a half a branch poking down for a half a centimeter, that's considered to be dira Srucha. So the reason why you need 10 Tvachim is because otherwise it's a dira Srucha. If there's this understanding, this analysis, this evaluation of Chazal, that anything short of 10 Tvachim by definition is a dira Srucha, what do I need a halacha matzisim levenuch a sukkah? What do I need a drush, a two blot of a sechah sukkah to tell me, learn that from the Arden, the Kaparis, the Maislach, the Tefach, with the Rishus, with the Atzmai? Capably, you never had a teshuva going to do it. You don't know that you don't sit in the sukkah in the rain. You don't know that you don't sit in the sukkah if it's not teshuva going to do it. Everyone knows that. But why don't we just say, plain and simple, teshuva going to do it, that gufa passes the sukkah, which is less than 10 tefachim. Why go running to the left field to find another mortar? Rosh Hashanah says, "Them don't seek this." And the Ram is right that this din of Dirus Ruchah is not out of place. So it's not even din deraisa bechlal. It's not the chesed that we're going to do. I'll figure out how to be dar. So I'll have a piece of branch poking into my head. Or I'll make it. Figure out a neitzah. You can't disqualify sukkah based on teshuvah going to do because of Dirus Ruchah. Therefore, the Gemara is looking for a source to attack the sukkah's psulim in a Torah. You better find a good marker. Read the pasuk of Halacha Moshe. That's Rosh Hashanah. What do you think about that, right? What would the Ritva respond to that?
You say that not necessarily every sukkah is less than
10 tefachim. Why? But the Gemara just said it. Well, if it's less than 10 tefachim, then obviously the schach is within 10 tefachim. So then you can't even stand up there. Isn't that Dira Srucha? What's that? No, but at the end of the day, the Gemara has Makoros. The Gemara needs a Makor. The Gemara spends a lot of time finding you a Makor. So frack the Aruch Lener, tape a blade for Dira Srucha and call it a day. Cut out the two blind and the second. Yeah, I need a halachas to tell what Dira Srucha is. I should take 10 guys and ask them, would you guys live in a place that you can barely stand up in? You can stand up, you can hit your head into the schach. So the answer is no. So that's the Mishkan Dira. That's Mishkan Dira. It's Dira Srucha. What's the answer, Baisa? What do you think about the following sukkah? Interesting sukkah. Look at this far. This is 20 tefachim, 12. And mechitzas are 9 tefachim. I think that's right. What would you say about that sukkah? If you only had a din of Dira Srucha to guide you, what do you think about that sukkah? What's the problem? I walk in, it's a revach, it's a mechaya. The guy's sitting, he's standing. It's a mechaya, he's got another 5 feet, 5 inches till he bangs his head into something. It's a mechaya. You can't disqualify such sukkahs of Dira Srucha. If not for the halacha Moshe Sinai, or if not for the pasuk, that you don't only need that the height of the sukkah be 10 tefachim. What's the halacha Moshe Sinai? What's the drasha for the psukim? Not that the height of this chach has to be 10 tefachim, but what? Mechitz has to be 10 tefachim. There's a din of the fondness has to be 10 tefachim. So comes the Sfas Emes has Chidushim on Shas. Chidushim on Masech HaSukkah. Comes the Sfas Emes. Went from Germany to the Yerachon Ner to Poland to the Sfas Emes. Comes the Sfas Emes, he doesn't say the Yerachon Ner is right. Says the Sfas Emes, he says that the Gemara and Dav Hei and Dav Vav was talking about whether the mechitzas have to be 10 tefachim. So that we need a lot of pasuk for. The fact that the schach has to be above 10 tefachim, I know that already. I know that because otherwise I have a dira srucha. So Rabbi Yisai, if you told the Maisa, the dichoy of the Raya of the Rechon Ner is lechari correct. Chol Yisra Samus is right. There's no Raya from the Gemara for the Raya. But a yaitzim in the Devarim, from this discussion of the Gedol Yachmarinim to the Rechon Ner to Yisra Samus, what's emanating from our sugya now is that when we analyze the din of a sukkah requiring 10 tefachim, there are really two different halachas that are playing out. There are really two different reasons why a sukkah requires 10 tefachim. One is the din in the shir mechitza shabai, and one is the din of what? In the dira shabai. Whenever you discuss a sukkah that's less than 10 tefachim, you have to always ask yourself, well, what is the deficiency? Are we focusing on the deficiency of mechitzas? or we're focusing on the deficiency of an inability to do a proper dira. And those two things may not necessarily go hand in hand. You could potentially have a scenario where a proper dira can be made, but the mechitzas are lacking. You can sometimes have a situation where you have the opposite, where the mechitzas are proper and appropriate, but what? But the dira is lacking. And sometimes you can have both of those things missing, sometimes you have both of them present. So you have four different possibilities. So every time you deal with a smaller size sukkah, you have to stop and ask yourself, which aspect, which dimension of psul are we focusing on? We're talking about the lack of deer, we're talking about the lack of mechitzas, that did not necessarily go hand in hand. This observation, within the words of the Gedalia Chareim, trying to figure out whether the Rambam has a good raya, doesn't have a good raya, is going to set the stage for the entirety of our sugya. And everything we're going to talk about, hopefully, that's tomorrow, is going to revolve around uniquely the Shittas Rambam, and a very, very famous, very important Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav developed, I think I put the whole Brisker Rav in the Maamar Kamis? Yeah. Okay, everyone should really, really try tomorrow to read through the entire Brisker Rav, whenever you can. Brisker Rav have to think, have to analyze, and conceptualize a lot. But it's a Yisraeli state of Brisker Rav that touches on many, many, many things that we spoke about in terms of Diris Aroy, Diris Keva. It touches on some of the sugars we spoke about in the past. It touches on Teshuva Kein Taduru. Mamish, some of the ABCs in terms of the Lumbus and the Pasukha revolve around this Brisker Rav, and all hopefully comes back to how to reach out of this Rambam and land this. Well, this from tomorrow, we'll pick up from there.